5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Tell us something you need to dump.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'm just gonna go now.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Oh, nice to have your company wherever you're joining us for the best radio you'll hear in the next hour. To be honest. I'll tell you what we got by way of guests. Always the biggest names come onto this show. Justin Langer, 120 bloody tests for Australia, and now the coach of Australia, of course, and a vertically challenged man. We love him, and we're going to find out what he's up to. My mail is he's in quarantine in Adelaide, fat and not happy. So suffer in your tiny little jocks, I say to him. And also, Hump Day quiz coming up. We're looking forward to that. As well as, I say, hello to a freshly balded Uncle Fester.
G'day, Jimmy boy. I tell you what, I feel lighter. I've put the black on today. And I am looking good. Look, I just caught myself going past the mirror.
Look at the head on him.
Oh, Jim, I went across here. Just old Rickson's across the road here, bowled across. She said, "Oh, we could do you now. You won't take long."
Oh, no. So I said, "That's okay." True. That bit's true.
So, 12 minutes later, Jim.
It's not a great
25 bucks. $25. It took 12. That includes eyebrows, nose, and ears.
I think
knees
you go,
and toes. Knees and toes.
I think you go back to the hair hat, Doug Bollinger style. I actually think, funnily enough, you'd look better. Look at it. Look at the head on him.
It's going to get glared.
Something's wrong. Right.
Jason Stratham.
Well, for a start, it's Statham. But secondly, you look nothing like him.
No, I think they want me to do a couple of doubles.
No, they don't.
Yes. Now, let's get on with the week one of the finals fixture. I was reading on the Triple M website Thursday, October 8th.
Come on, Fat.
Rabs.
Get it right, man.
Rabs, who's in charge of that? And hello and welcome.
Anyway, we're underway here in the second quarter. Siren has sounded and we've gone.
I don't know if we are, Cock.
Was that the first quarter?
No, that's just a bit of a replay.
Come on, Brian!
How am I supposed to know?
Luke Darcy. He did a dance.
Go again, Brian. We're on.
I think they could be the Boss Tools.
Could be the Amy Klanger of
the year.
Poor old Brian, Jim.
Well, he just didn't realise that what was being played on the screen were actually highlights from the first quarter. He thought the second had started. We jumped in and helped him, unlike the Friday night team that let Duke get the whole way through.
Jim.
It can happen to the best of us. It never happened to me, but it can happen to the best of us.
I remember when we were calling for another mob I used to work for, Jim, and they said there's no boxes left, even up as high as you could see. So we went into the boardroom about three levels down. You couldn't see a thing.
Yes.
And the great Sandy Roberts called it out of the middle, and he's kicked another one.
And that was the replay of the one that had just been kicked. Come on. I don't blame him. It can happen, as I said, to the best of us.
Yes, indeed.
Just not me. Yep.
Now, the All-Australian side, which was announced, I think, yesterday, Jim, you happy with that or not?
Well, I'm never happy with it, but it's an inexact science, Fat, as we know. And everyone's been commenting on Todd Goldstein, which I think is extraordinary that he didn't actually make it into the 40, given he's, I think, second for hitouts to advantage and seventh in the competition for clearances himself. And ruckmen aren't generally clearance animals, so I think that's a good enough season, Fat, to get you into the squad.
But, well, the two, just on that, Jim, the two ruckmen, Maxie Gawn and Nick Nat, do you know how many... Nick Nat's played 16 games for the year. Do you know how many marks he's taken for the year?
How many?
He's taken 11 marks.
11 marks.
11 marks out of 16 games.
Well, it's been pointed out before that he doesn't get around the ground and do too much of that. But, Bill, I said to a North Melbourne bloke who cracked it about it, I said, mate, when you finish 17th, that's what happens. You've got no seat at the table when it comes to... We used to finish in prelims and not get anyone on the bloody All-Australian team, so I've given up on that. But Frothy's May, your man, is the other one who I think is very stiff.
I thought he had a really good year. Fullback for me for Frothies.
Yep.
And Todd, as you said. But there's one other bloke not there, Jim. I've gone through it a few times.
Go on.
Tom Old Puddin' Guts Rockcliffe.
Oh, the our man, The Rock.
Didn't see The Rock in there, Jim. No Rockcliffe.
No.
Come on, Puddin'. So, what a shame. Oh, what a,
what never a shame. Call never call us again. Not on your life.
Now, also the NAB Rising Star nominee this week is Lachlan Scholden.
Yes.
Which is a week late for Adelaide players and fans. They were going berserk last week.
Texan was as well. I saw the Texan filthy write-up. That's Brett Scholes' kid, the doctor and Knuckles' cousin.
Yeah, Brett Scholes, who played 35 games for Carlton.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. Cousin of Craig and old Brad, down there
Knuckle
at Geelong.
Cole, hey? Knuckles. He finishes every sentence with, hey, skinny, hey? Don't worry about Bill, hey?
Hey, what do you think, fat, hey?
Come on, Knuckle.
Oh, didn't he love the duck, too? He used to live with the duck.
He still does. Still, they still follow each waddle around after each other.
Now, the coach's best young player for 2020, Jim. Sam Walsh. Had a great first year, but his second year, normally you drop off a bit. He's been unbelievable. So well done.
Well done to him.
There, Connor Rosie second, and Bailey Smith, who I thought's had an unbelievable year also, was third there. Yes. The best captain, please, Jim, according to the players?
According to the players?
Yes.
Well, I did see Scott Pendlebury on a social media thing, so I presume it was him.
It was Scott Pendlebury from Marcus Bontempelli and Tom Jonas third.
Yes.
So well done to Panels. Well done. Another great year.
Yep.
The most courageous then, Jim. Give me that one from the players. Geez.
No, I can't.
Well, Jack Viney third, Jack Steele second, Dane Rampey, who played the year with not one broken hand. I reckon he broke it twice.
Right.
So
fair enough.
And very good player, and I really like that. Well done to Dane.
Very good.
And the best first-year player who won it by about 200 votes, Jim.
What, was it old mate who's played four games at the start of the year?
No, he didn't get in the votes, unfortunately.
Well.
And not Noah Anderson comes second, but Caleb Sarong.
Yeah, very good. I like him.
Yeah, very good. So they're the awards there.
All right, Fat.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, still more.
I'm trying to wind me up.
No, well, it sounds like it's tailing off
and touching me. West Coast have come out and said Elliot Yeo is out for the year. Jim?
Yes, I saw that. A groin he's had since round 11.
Yeah, he had the old 20-cent coin. Melbourne have farewelled three players.
Right, who?
The two Wagner brothers, Corey and Josh.
Got rid of them both.
And Kyle Dunkley, who's the brother of old Dunks there at the Western Bulldogs. So he's got the lemonade.
Yep.
What else have I got? By way of
fresh news.
Well, I got some weird world news.
What's that?
Well, it's just a weird world.
What's the news?
Well, there's a women's soccer match in Brazil, okay? So they're about to kick off. And guess what landed on a girl's head that was about to kick off?
What?
A blue and gold macaw. You know the macaws, the big birds?
Yeah.
Actually
landed on her head.
Landed on her head, Jim.
Jeepers.
That's weird.
Well, that'd put the frighteners into you.
Well, because they're big bloody birds with big claws. She was quite good about it. Then it flew off and landed on the crossbar.
Right.
So that was... And...
On top of the onion bag. Back where the spider's nest webs are.
In the corner where the spiders lay eggs or something. And another weird world.
Right.
Is the world record has been broken for the youngest person to ever water ski.
Right.
Guess how old, Jim?
How old?
Water skiing. 6-month-old baby.
But no. Not on its own.
Aged 6 months and 4 days, has beaten the world record by 23 days. It was a little harness thing, but he or she is holding it and skiing on its own. What do you mean?
You know when I suggested about a minute and a half, 2 minutes ago that we wrapped we should have wrapped that up? I reckon we should have wrapped it up.
Well, hey, Jim.
What?
Let's wrap it up.
Righto. Justin Langer to join us next, coach of the Australian cricket team.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Our next guest played 105 test matches for Australia, averaging over 45 with the bat and scoring 23 centuries.
Oh, he's gone for it. This could be 100. This could be it. He's hit it for 6. Justin Langer has smashed it to the boundary.
He was also a former teammate of JB, and the sledging still goes on.
Because he smiles and everyone thinks he's the nicest man alive. He was a vicious little sniper.
Well, coming from one of the most ordinary blokes I've met in my life, talking about snipers, old Skulls up there, he once wrote that he'd rather watch green bananas go brown than watch me bat.
please welcome Australian cricket team coach, Justin Langer.
Someone had said to me when I first came across this bloke, he was about 15, that he was going to play 105 test matches for Australia. I would have said no chance. The only thing he's ever going to do is maybe ride a maiden to a victory at Ascot.
At
in
Belmont.
Perth, because he's a tiny little dwarf. And he joins us now, the coach of Australia, Justin Langer, from lockdown in Adelaide. Welcome to you.
What about this? In the introduction, it said that you and I had been teammates. Yes. That's impossible, because you were never good enough to be in the same cricket team as me.
No, I'd left Western Australia before they finally gave you, they threw you a bone, and then we became opponents. And if we want to go there, we can do it right off the top. Do you want to talk, Bill, through what? The time when I took the new ball and just managed to plough the same ball into your middle and leg stump?
No, no.
Bill, it would have been the second new ball. I would have been 160 by then, so I was feeling sorry for Brash. So I would have given him one just to try and keep him in the team because, you know, we're loosely mates, so I had to give him something.
Not only, is what happened. Not only did that happen, and it wasn't the second new ball, but secondly, he wouldn't look me in the eye either. I chased after him to let him know he's just been bowled, and he cracked him and wouldn't look me in the eye.
JL, he's saying...
I wasn't go on, Bill.
He's saying all this about you, mate, but let me tell you, when we're having a few beers, me and JL did this, how good's JL, me and JL and Tom Moody, and does he talk about other people? He loves dropping names.
Oh, massive names dropper, Brace. It's actually a joke. It becomes sickening. Every time we speak, I hear about him and him and him. Seriously.
What are you doing,
by
the way?
Get back to your roots.
What are you doing at the minute?
Roots.
You're in a hotel room in Adelaide, locked away for how many more days?
Yeah, I've got another 10 days, I reckon, and then I've got to go back to Perth and do another 2 weeks.
Sucked in.
So,
why didn't you go straight to Perth? Seriously, why wouldn't you just do 14 days there?
Well, we took a flight, took a charter jet from England to back to Australia, and that was part of our exemptions that we all had to come back to the same place. So anyway, it is what it is. It's a sacrifice we've had to make to keep the show on the road, and there's lots of people making sacrifices at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah, there are indeed. Are you staying at the new hotel there at Adelaide Oval, are you?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, it's a beautiful hotel. The only thing I'd say about it, unlike we were just at Old Trafford in England and Southampton, the actual rooms look onto the ground, whereas this one looks out of the ground. But it's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. It's going to, I'm sure it's going to be very successful.
It's parked out in the old Queen's Gardens, where in the Shield final you and I played in, Adam Gilchrist hit Peter McIntyre he would have hit it into the 10th row of that hotel. About 20 times.
Well, it was not unlike the beautiful, what is it, St. Peter's?
St. Peter's Cathedral, yep.
Probably where I would have landed one of your pies too over the grandstand, I reckon, right?
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Adam Gilchrist hitting Macca, which still makes me laugh because it annoys Macca that he got belted out of the whole ground as regularly as he did. How did we assess the team over there in England? The T20 series didn't go as well as you'd like, but the one day is nice.
Really happy when you consider we went from 5 months of no cricket straight to play England in England. So we were so close in the T20s. We should have, and could have, isn't it, Bray? But we were so close to T20s. But then to win that series, the one day series against England, they're a very, very good one day. It's about the world champions at the moment. So overall, it was a great few weeks for us.
Nice. Going to take a little break here. I want to talk to you about Maxi and the new closing role for him, Steve Smith, and the concussion issues he's had. Of course, played nicely overnight. So stick around, please.
And the coach of the Australian cricket team, Justin Langer, joins us.
And, of course, that final one-dayer when Maxi's wandered out into the middle, just the closer, and proceeded to poleaxe the Poms everywhere. It's what we've been waiting for a while from him. He does it in T20 cricket lick, but he got out there and showed us maybe what his next 50 one-dayers will look like.
Yeah, we've been searching for it, haven't we? We've been talking about who's going to be the next Mike Hussey or the next Michael Bevan, who can do the Dhoni role or the Butler role from England. So... and it was just, he did it twice. He took twice in three games. So he did it in the first game, he did it in the third game. And I mean, he can do stuff that you wouldn't dream. I know you could do all the stuff he could
of
do.
Of course,
but,
that's it.
but no, he's an exceptional talent. And if we bring him in, there'll be lots of discussion over the summer. you should bring him in earlier, but I think that's his spot. He's one of the world's best T20 players. If we're bringing him late to finish off the games, then that's a real bonus for us.
Can you still look at him maybe playing Test cricket, JL?
Well, the trouble guys like he have got, they don't play any Red Bull cricket anymore, Bill, because, you know, for example, we've got 4 Shield games leading into this summer, and he's over in the IPL, and when there's basically no time for him to put his name up for Test cricket. Who knows? He's got the talent. Time will tell. You never write anyone off, but his opportunities are limited purely because of the schedule that we all run to now.
Steve Smith, we saw the concussion issues he had just in the throwdowns. Was someone throwing him half trackers with a wanger? How do you get concussed during throwdowns?
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, as always, he's probably into about his second hour of hitting balls, and he had 4 or 5 balls left to go to finish off the session, and a ball kept a bit low, and he ducked into it. So it was a really strange one, there was some real after effects for him. You know, he was nauseous, and he was vomiting and had headaches. So the concussion protocols are so strict now, like in all the other codes. So he was unfortunately ruled out for the whole series.
What about Mitch Marsh, mate, with that ankle the other night? Have you caught up or heard the latest there?
He'll probably come home. The upside is perhaps he'll get to play a few Shield games when he gets home, but I guess a decision had to be made for Calcutta, and if he's on the bench for 3 weeks or so, then they'll probably look for a replacement player. I would imagine he'll be home on the... But the other thing he'll have now is he'll have to come back to Perth and be in a hotel room for 2 weeks, I imagine. So it's just this whole new world, the complexities of the new world, but it is what it is, as they say.
Hey, mate, did you talk about collapses? Because we seem to have a few collapses, and it's a bit like in footy, the momentum. How do you stop that? How do you stop a collapse, JL?
Oh, mate, if you could tell me,
oh, no.
you'd be the Australian coach, Billy, and do we talk about it? It's always that fine line. Yeah, good chance. It wouldn't be hard.
Nope.
But you are an idiot, seriously. First class. For all the listeners out there, how you even tune into Brayshaw's rubbish? We understand, Billy, but my gosh. Anyway, how do you fix collapses, Bill?
I don't know.
Do we talk about it? There's always we've always got a psychologist with us, and we say, do you talk about it or do you not talk about it and hope it doesn't happen again? But we just look at how we get better. We try and get the right people in place. Maxie's grabbing hold of it at the moment. Let's hope. And Alex Carey's innings the other day was unbelievable. So let's hope that these guys can grab hold of it. It doesn't happen too often.
Alex Carey is tough as me, so he's got a big future. Now, India coming out, Lick, and I want to talk to you about them because I didn't enjoy the last time they were out here and beat us in a test series when we were wounded. No Warner, no Smith. So now we go in full strength. I cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to be a huge summer. It's going to be great. And like you say, India beat us for the first time in their history. They were cock-a-hoop. It'd be nice to, you know, we're playing some great test cricket at the moment. It'd be nice to get one back over them, won't it?
Oh, no, I cannot wait. Two, in my opinion, only two best test match playing teams to watch in the game, and they're going to go hard after each other. It will be absolutely sensational.
I love the way Virat Kohli plays. You know, he winds us all up. He's a little street fighter. He's probably the best batsman I've ever seen in my life. So he's well led. We're also well led now with Paney, and I'm really looking forward to this summer. It should be great cricket.
This is a man, Bill, we're speaking to, by the way. Yeah. I was the master of ceremonies at his wedding. Right.
MC.
We're playing late in my time. We're playing a Sheffield Shield game at the Wacker where he took about 8 days to make 250. So by the end, I'd had enough of him. Right. By the end, I'd had enough of him.
Yes.
So it's drinks are coming out on the ground. I knew it was the over before drinks. So I started getting, and I'm not ashamed to say, I started getting a little personal with the sledging I went with.
Yeah,
now, you just remember, I was the MC at his wedding. The last ball, I might have just gone a little far with what I said.
Too personal, yeah.
He threatened to wrap the bat around my head.
Good.
Did that happen or not?
Hey, Bill,
Yeah.
The only master of ceremonies is one of your best mates who charged me 20 quid, 20,000 bucks.
And did I get paid?
Seriously, what a joke. What a joke.
Nothing.
He actually asked for 30 and I had to settle for 20 grand. I'm one of your best mates.
Cole.
No, Jim. Come on, Jim.
Wrap my blood. It's a joke.
Your old man still owes me.
In the world.
Where
Jim,
is Cole?
Jim, you can't be asking for money when you're a good friend like that.
To be fair, it wasn't money. I said to Cole, just some grange. Because Cole's got one of the great wine cellars of all time. Anyway, we might have dusted some off late.
And you would have spoken about yourself for half the night anyway, I reckon.
Well, if the gathering needed to be entertained, I probably should have. Now, what we're going to do is we're saying goodbye to you now, Lick, but tomorrow on Friday. Podcast show, you need to be listening up because this man and I went to the Greek islands, Fat, when he was 18 and I was 20.
How big was he? How tall was he, Jim?
He was a dwarf, and he nearly got me killed on about six separate occasions. So I'm going to tell you about that Friday. But JL, all serious now, good luck with this massive summer coming up. We cannot wait. Australia, India, it's going to be superb.
Thanks, guys, and thanks, go the West Coast Eagles.
It's a rush hour. It's a rush hour, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
All right, hump day quiz time.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, so we've got some people who have applied but won't get in.
Yep.
Darren Trafford being one of them. Love to be on the quiz. Funny segment. JB needs to get over bagging it. Go Billy's quiz. You won't get on, Daz. Tom Digby, Bill's quiz, yep. Bill's bake, idiot file, Bill's joke. Yep. Any danger of Jim providing a segment? Tommy, you won't get on either.
Good point,
Luke
Tom.
Luke Wilson, I reckon it should be mumps against Fat.
Oh.
JB asking the questions. Fat can learn how to run a quiz. Why isn't Luke on? There's finally a proper suggestion.
I'd smash you, Bill.
Benny Hopcroft. I could be the third West Australian great on the show for the day. Why isn't Benny on? Now we're getting to proper people, Fat.
And what's the next one under Benny?
Ashley Henry. Anyone for a cheesel?
Well, I saw. What about this one? Michael D said, want to know how much later the bins can stay out. And then Daniel straight after that says, oh, nah.
And also, I think Jacob, can Bill tell me what happened with Gav in Thailand? No, well, we can't be doing that, of course.
I will.
And won't be ever doing that. But we've arrived. Oh, you got another one?
Carmelo.
Go on.
Hey, Bill, me and my mate Gav want some political advice running for mayor of Moscow.
Oh, Dane, we got Gav already. Look at him. All right, so where are we at by way of contestants, please? Who have you selected, Wobble?
Well, I've gone with Harry from Essendon, who's there, and he says, because JB and Bill should be up in the hub at the Goldie.
No, we shouldn't. I'm very glad I'm not there.
No, God, I wouldn't mind being up there,
no,
Jim.
No, thanks.
I'd be out with Eddie and Buddy.
Yeah, you would.
At that,
whoever you could
kebabs.
Brown your nose on. Who else have we got?
And we've got Luca, who is a teacher, and he uses your lame jokes.
Oh, no.
Probably my lame jokes.
Yes,
on my class Zoom sessions, and they love it. The kids love it.
He gets crickets from the kids. Lift Fat is what it says here. So, Luca, are you there?
I am. Hello, Fat Skinny. Hello.
Oh, we're good, mate. Now, we've had some duds on this quiz lately. We've had some blokes that have not really turned up. Luca, I need you to be sharp. I need you to scream your name out as soon as you know the answer because we want something that's remotely competitive. Yes, Fat.
And who do you barrack for, Luca?
For the Bombers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've had a good year. Great year, mate.
Come on. We need you doing better than them.
We've got Harry. Welcome, Harry. Who do you barrack for?
I also go for the Bombers, boys.
Oh, wow. You know why we got them together, Jim?
Why?
Essendon are going to win something today.
Oh, no.
I must admit, Jill thought of that. I can't steal that. And what do you do, Harry?
Currently in year 12 at the moment, actually.
Year 12? Geez, you had a weird year.
Yeah, not ideal.
No formals, no first 11, no first 18, all the stuff I used to dominate.
Oh, those parties those where you just get to know the class, Jim.
And what about you, Luca? What do you do, mate?
School teacher. Yeah, I'm also a teacher, a year three teacher, so it's been a very different. Jeez.
And how have you done that? Quite seriously, Zoom teaching year threes, how the hell does that go?
Yeah, look, it definitely has its challenges. We definitely tried our best, and parents and
were very patient and supporting most of the time, which was good. Well, but overall, it's pretty, not too bad.
Well done you, I say, because I've got bloody year 7 and year 9 Zooming, and that's hard enough, let alone little year 3 is. All right, Fat, let's go.
They've had a good year, haven't they, these two school teachers?
Oh, no, year 12.
And Barrack for Essendon, Jim. What a shit sandwich. Well,
hopefully they'll win some. What have we got by way of prizes there, Bartholomew?
Mate, one of your wheelbarrows, Sherlock Steel Tray
wheelbarrow.
Best wheelbarrows. Valued at $158. Jim's has still got the wrapping around it.
I have smashed mine to bits, boys, and it's still flying along beautifully.
By the way, if you don't win that, you can grab one from Bunnings Warehouse. They do last longer, the Sherlocks, as you know, Jim.
They do.
And we've also got a $100 Neverland store voucher, as we all know, is the home of Australian streetwear.
All right, I like it.
Nina and Kiss Chasey. I have people chasing me down the street trying to, where you get that shirt from, Fat?
You never have. Now listen, head like a bum. Let's get this quiz started for these boys.
Righto, Harry, you'll be Harry, and Luca, you'll probably be Luca.
Beautiful.
Sounds good.
Righto, here we go. Who is the captain of the West Coast Eagles?
Harry.
Luca.
Yes, H?
Luke Shuey.
One zip. Nice, Luca, nice, you got to jump in. I warned you early.
All right, Luca, this is an audio question, okay? Who kicked this goal last weekend?
Can't stop Fluffy. He hasn't even kicked it yet.
Luca.
Yes, Luca.
But just the second goal of his career.
That will be the skipper of the Hawks, Ben Stratto.
Strats.
Oh, nice. I like it.
It's a good one. I like it.
Who was named captain of the under-22s 2020?
Luca.
Harry.
Andy McGrath,
little number one from your joint.
We weren't going with that question.
Yeah, because they're both Essendon supporters and that.
I crossed it out too.
Yeah, that's it. But you then read it.
I think that's the third year Andy McGrath's got in that side. It's a good effort. Well done, Bill. Good question.
Yep, not really.
we'll have an audio question now. This will be number four.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this audio.
Look at the reaction from Cameron Smith.
Look up. Luca. Yep. That was when Cameron Smith overtook Bellamy's most tries, and then Bellamy gave him the bird.
All right, Bill.
No.
Bellamy gave him the bird.
No.
Yeah, no, there's a tick from Rabbits Bartholomew.
No.
That's two all. We go to question 5-5.
No, because he didn't. He gave him the bird.
That's exactly what he said.
Well, play out the rest of the audio.
All right, so it's two all.
Look at the reaction from Cameron Smith. Craig Bellamy, it's got to be a bet. Craig Bellamy has given his captain.
That's it, Fat.
I have seen it all.
That's why it's two all in the quiz.
All right.
So question five.
Question five.
So is this the decider?
That would be it if it's two all and it's question five, Jim.
I know. Get it right then.
Fair dinkum, you're nuff. You're a nuffy.
Get it right, Fat.
Now, boys, first in, have a good think about this. Name the three clubs who missed out on having a player nominated in the All-Australian 14.
Harry. Luca.
Harry.
Ooh, Harry.
Adelaide.
Mm-hmm. Don't Gold tell Coast. Them. No, Rebs.
Mm-hmm.
Adelaide and Gold Coast. And we've got...
That's too long.
Oh.
So Luca can jump in and do a Bradbury.
Yes.
Oh, brothers. I think it was, the Suns, Adelaide, and North.
Yes, Luca! North Melbourne.
Luca, your bomber's nuffy. Don't be gloating over North Melbourne either. I can cut you off real quick. All right, what does he win? He gets the choice, of course.
Yeah, the Sherlock Steel Tray Wheelbarrow, of course, valued $158. You can grab them from Bunnings or the $100 Neverland store voucher.
I do like my teas and all that, so I'll go the $100 Neverland, please.
Neverland for you. And H.
Yep.
I don't know in year 12 whether your old man's got you chopping the wood or doing any work out in the backyard, but if you wander in with one of these wheelbarrows, you will be the flavour of the month.
Yeah, no worries. I'll probably put it to more work than you, JB. So.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm telling you one now, of those, Jim.
Mine's got that many dents in it. It looks like it's got hail damage.
I need one of those wheelbarrows down here. It's been a quite old ISO period.
Has it, Bill?
Yeah.
Carry you back from the Camorne, Bill.
I like it. I like these two.
Hey, very good, Harry and Luca. Well done, boys.
All right. Well done, you two.
Thanks, boys. Love the show. Cheers.
Good on you.
Good luck with the Bombers next year.
They're up and about, Jim.
Were they just?
They were good.
Nice quiz.
What's up next?
Except for you asking the wrong question, but everything else was really sort of well done. The joke is next.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that going to go?
It'll be a rip snorter.
James Brayshaw.
Good on you. That's the way.
Billy Brownless.
He's a whipping past man.
This is Triple M's Rush
Hour. Have a listen to Rabbits. He was laughing so hard at his own crap, he hit the wrong button, didn't he?
He's a whipping past man.
Hey, tomorrow, Fox Footy Sarah Jones, of course, who'll be hosting the AFL Awards broadcast, and there's plenty of awards being bowled over at the one time. Good idea. They should do that every year, in my view. Get rid of them all in the one hit. And then Josh Gibson, our man, the Gib, of course, former star of the Hawks and North, but also a gym owner. And we know how tough they're doing it, Fat, so we can get Gib on to find out how that's going to work for him.
Are you a gym owner, Jim?
Have a listen to him, Will. So now, Fat, something humorous from you.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jimmy boy.
Come on.
Here we go. Jim.
Yes?
What mouse walks on two legs?
What mouse walks on two legs?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that,
Jim.
That can't
what
be a joke.
Duck? What duck walks on two legs?
What duck walks on two legs?
Well, I'm asking you, what duck walks on two legs?
I don't know.
All ducks, you dumbass. Got him, got him, got him. Wilbur won, Jim none.
I thought you were going to say like Donald Duck or, you know, stay with
that's
the
what
whole
you were gonna,
Disney
well,
thing.
Well, that's what you were supposed to say is
right.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
And I'd say, no, all ducks, you dumbass.
Well, you could prep me before you tell the joke and I'll go Donald Duck.
Well, just go with the joke instead of asking what I ask. I thought I had buddy Ian Chappell on there. Yeah, what mouse walks on two legs? What mouse walks on two legs? Come on, Ian.
Don't put any shit on Ian Chappell. He's a legend.
Pelly?
Pelly?
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Me did.
One of cricket's all-time greats.
Yeah, one of cricket's all-time greats.
He's a whipping boy.